Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist and certainly a very good supporter of Radio Liberty. And Bill does a tremendous amount of research going into various health issues. Bill, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be with you, Dr. Stan. And, of course, I wanted to lead off today by talking about that common little thing called an aspirin tablet. As you know, so many millions of Americans reach for aspirin tablets every day. And they've kind of come into focus again because we've heard so much about the pain relievers, COX-2 inhibitors, Vioxx, Celebrex being taken off the market and increasing the risk of a heart attack. But I wonder if all of these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, you prescribed lots of them when you were a physician, I wonder if all of them are suspect to cause problems. I know so many Americans innocently take an aspirin pill a day. And I wonder if they know all the pros and cons behind that. So we'd like to talk about it at the top of the hour, and then we'll get a little bit into polypharmacy, how we're putting so many people on so many drugs, and is there a way out? Would there be one drug that could replace all of them? Well, maybe.
All right, fine. Well, let's just go ahead and talk about the aspirin, because, of course, Bayer has done a tremendous job of marketing this, and an awful lot of doctors believe what we're being told. Oh, if you just take that aspirin a day, you're going to cut down on your incidence of fatal heart attack. So where does the truth lie?
Well, the truth certainly does lie that aspirin does thin the blood. And how this works is you have four coronary arteries that supply the heart with blood and oxygen, and if there's a blood clot in one of those arteries, then of course it would impair circulation. You'd have muscle tissue damage, and we call that a heart attack. The problem with aspirin is as good as it is in preventing that kind of a blood clot, is there's some problems along the way. And of course, 80 million aspirin tablets taken every day in America. But when they go and look at these, of course you hear about the gastric ulcers, the bleeding ulcers, and of course, then people say, well, I just take a baby aspirin, or I take a baby time-release aspirin. So what they did is they went and did some studies and figured out that only 27% or so of the people who took the baby aspirins actually had enough blood thinning going on to actually prevent a heart attack. So you were taking it with only the risk of bleeding ulcers and no benefit of preventing a heart attack. And you really needed to get back up to the 325-milligram pill that's a full aspirin. 81 milligrams is the baby aspirin. So you needed to get back to the full one again in order to really get this benefit, of which only 72% of the people really had enough blood thinning going on. It didn't protect everybody, but it was certainly the vast majority of the people. Now, the problem is so many people do take the baby aspirin and also believe they're immune from the gastric ulcers, and that isn't true either. So we've got a lot to learn here as we talk about aspirin.
Well, of course, it's been known for many, many years. Certainly when I went to medical school, we knew that the aspirin did produce bleeding gastric ulcers and aggravated the problems inherent there. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi, and we're going to explore some of the things that, well, we all have just sort of taken for granted. But when you look at the scientific studies, and these scientific studies are available, and Bill has a lot of them on his website at AskBillSardi.com. Sometimes there's a great deal of difference between perception and reality. We'll be right back in just a moment with our special friend, Bill Sardi. Well, this is Dr. Stan, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, is a supporter of Radio Liberty, and of course he's a health journalist. He does a lot of work researching, going through the medical literature, a lot of literature which the average doctor just doesn't have the time to read. When you're practicing medicine, believe me, you're up early in the morning, you're to bed late at night, you're seeing patients all day long and operating all day long, and you go to meetings and you hear what you're supposed to hear. You read your journals, you read what you're supposed to read. And unfortunately, many of the reports that come out from government agencies are influenced very strongly by the fact that if you come out with the right sort of material and you work for the government, for the FDA or the NIH or the CDC, you're going to get a good job when you leave government, a high-paying job. And of course, when you leave that job, you'll get a golden parachute. You'll be made for life. And unfortunately, it's becoming increasingly obvious that many of the government employees, the bureaucrats who are employed by government, are looking forward to their good retirement and the fancy jobs they're going to get when they leave government, rather than the health of the American people. And this is being brought out increasingly today. So, Bill, why don't you bring out, now you were simply talking about the fact that most Americans honestly believe if they take an aspirin a day, that it's going to protect them as far as their hearts are concerned, it's going to cut down on the incidence of their heart attacks. What is the truth? How much do we really cut down on the incidence of heart attack by taking a baby aspirin?
Well, we're going to trade some things here, because one of the things they found was it kind of works, but a lot of people who do take these things are, you know, they have high blood pressure and other medicines that take, and so it doesn't mix with those too well. So if you have high blood pressure, this thins the blood, and then the blood pressure pushes on the arteries in the brain, and therefore it's more likely to bleed, and so you more than double, 250% increased risk of stroke, particularly in males and females that are older, their arteries not quite as strong, and so you're trading the avoidance of a heart attack for a stroke. You're getting this into the kidneys. The kidneys are, again, those little nephrons and little, as you know, that filters the blood there, and so you're allowing all this to happen, and now there isn't there's a chance of hemorrhage and shutdown of the kidney, so you're increasing the risk of kidney disease as you go along. And, of course, 10% of the people who are taking an innocent aspirin tablet don't realize that they're sensitive to it, and that is like an allergy, and you end up with asthma symptoms.
All right, hold those thoughts for just a moment here as we bring on our stations. Well, Dr. Stan, and as Bill was just saying, that of course a certain percentage of the people actually are allergic to aspirin. A certain percentage of the people who take aspirin will get bleeding gastric ulcers. And then, of course, when you take aspirin, it thins your blood. If you take enough of it to thin your blood and you have a stroke, then, of course, you're going to get increased bleeding, bleeding tendency that will not stop, or it will not stop readily in your brain. So you may protect your heart, but what do you do as far as increasing the permanent disability from a stroke? So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, certainly, and it gets to the kidneys, like we're saying, and so this is another problem, particularly when the people that have the high blood pressure, because it's blowing out the brain, it's blowing, your high blood pressure's putting pressure in the kidneys, and this is, of course, a problem when you're trying to thin the blood. And then we do notice now that about 10% of the people end up with an asthma. We've wondered where all the adult onset asthma's coming from. Well, sometimes it's that innocent aspirin tablet. And then this is called aspirin sensitivity. Then there's aspirin resistance. Actually, over time, some people, the aspirin is doing nothing. It's not thinning the blood whatsoever. And what you need is a booster dose or something like this. But then you deal with this problem of the more you take, the more you, again, increase the risk of stroke. So there's some studies here, women taking 7 aspirin a week, or women and men taking 15 aspirin pills a week, dramatically increase the risk of having a stroke. Now, you more than contribute to this and make it even worse, confound it, like if you have a little alcohol with all this. So a lot of people like to have a little innocent glass of wine, or they may drink a little more alcohol than they should. And that, again, combines with all this, thins the blood again, messes up the liver and the way all this occurs. And so then you can have even more risk of trouble as you're just taking a little innocent aspirin tablet. And I think a lot of people don't realize, they call me up, they're taking something for their asthma, they're taking this aspirin tablet, they're also taking something for their heartburn, and they never connect this. Both ibuprofen, that's your Motrin and so on, and aspirin strongly increase what we call gastroesophageal reflux, and now we're put on Prilosec, Nexium, Pepcid, Zantac, all those antacids, and then those antacids, of course, deplete us of vitamin B12, and we become fatigued, so it's an endless thing. Aspirin depletes our body of vitamin C and folic acid, the two things we need to keep our hearts pumping and our arteries healthy. So low folic acid levels leads to an elevation of something called homocysteine. It's now related to brain disease and cardiovascular disease. And of course, vitamin C, desperately needed by the body to keep the arteries and the walls of the arteries healthy. So the aspirin is really working against us in so many ways. You wonder why we continue to take it. So there's even a report here we dug up that people taking these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories have psychiatric effects, severe depression, paranoia. There's problems in the eyes where there's a little bit of hemorrhage there from time to time, just like you'd have a stroke in the brain. Congestive heart failure, it increases the risk of you being hospitalized for congestive heart failure by 10 times, over 1,000% increase if you're taking any of these Motrin, aspirin, and so on, these non-steroidal drugs. Now, I'm sure you knew as an orthopedist, many times you prescribed or injected steroids into people that had recurrent pain. A one-time steroid injection is not going to hurt anybody, but as you know, chronic long-term steroids are problems. They alter your hormone levels. They interrupt, deplete you of vitamin C, and they have long-term effects on the bones and deplete you of calcium and so on. So that's why we got away from the steroid-type pain relievers. And it's interesting just to see 30 million people every day reach for a pain reliever in America, like aspirin, ibuprofen, and so on. There's 103,000 hospitalizations just for stomach bleeding from these non-steroidal pills, and 16,000 deaths from the stomach bleeding that occurs. 16,000. You'd never get these to be approved ever again. A recent survey by the American College of Emergency Physicians found that most people never read the label, and 62% of the people either took more pills than they were supposed to or took them more often in the day than they should have. So, they kind of want to blame this on the people not reading the labels, but you know, I can't blame people. It's over the counter. It looks safe, or they're widely advertised. So why would anybody think that taking an innocent pill like this for a little while would cause them problems? And I can understand someone in pain is certainly likely to feel that, you know, I need to take an extra one just to get rid of that pain. It's too agonizing. So it's certainly understandable. And according to a Gallup poll taken just 4 years ago, 89% of American adults experience pain at least one time a month from some cause or another. The most common cause as we get older, of course, is osteoarthritis, the wear and tear arthritis. And I think people just don't realize that, well, I know they're all begging and asking, but Bill, we're suffering pain. What's the alternative? What is the possible alternative to these things? And, of course, I think they just kept in the dark on these things, and I think the doctors are going to kind of turn their nose up at some of these ideas. But certainly we know, I've been heard on the radio throughout the United States for 3 years, been to Japan to cover this story, that your body has a wonderful natural cushioning molecule that looks like Jell-O called hyaluronic acid. And you can actually get hyaluronic acid injected by orthopedists today in all kinds of joints that may be giving you trouble, and it provides temporary relief. But oral hyaluronic acid, the doctors were taught, it isn't absorbed, but it is. It's been tested and shown to be absorbed. But it triggers even more production of hyaluronic acid in your body, and you can buy that on the shelf at health food stores, and that is the real problem with hyaluronic acid. your arthritis pain. That's why you take glucosamine. Glucosamine is one half of this HA molecule. If you could get this packed, I can't tell you how important it is that as you get older and as women lose estrogen, estrogen gave women more HA because it sent a signal for little fibroblast cells to make more of it, and that's why women have more smoother, plumper, wonderful-looking skin and thick hair and so on. But as they lose that through the change of life, then they're going to experience these joint pains. And so we find that giving people back hyaluronic acid really is the answer to this. It is the very cushioning in your joints and around your nerves. I can't tell you the number of people who've called me who've been on morphine and no longer take morphine because they found the hyaluronic acid. So I just had a man and his wife call me. The man was scheduled for hip surgery, no longer needs it. They took him off the schedule. He no longer has the symptoms and is off all of his other pain relievers. So sometimes it helps to understand what's the origin of the pain. The origin of the pain may just be the wear and tear of a wonderful jello-like molecule in your body called hyaluronic acid. You may need to replace it. I suggest you run down to a health food store, see if you can't find out more about hyaluronic acid. If you're taking glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, they're kind of a slow boat to China. They're trying to do that. They're only one half of that molecule, so you need the whole one. You might find some better relief there.
Well, as I remember, hyaluronic acid is closely related to ascorbic acid, or vitamin C, isn't it?
Well, they're all sugar-like molecules. They call them saccharides. They're all sugar-like molecules. We make vitamin C from sugar, actually. Animals make it from their blood sugar. Of course,
humans don't make vitamin C.
That's
the real problem we have, is that we don't manufacture vitamin C. Guinea pigs don't, pardon me, manufacture vitamin C, but almost all other animals do manufacture it.
Yes, that's correct. And, of course, you see, we make collagen, the goo in between our cells or the mortar between our bricks, and the hyaluronic acid is actually a little moistening agent or looks like jello that is within the collagen that keeps it from cracking and drying out. And that's basically what we're doing. We're cracking, drying out, and shrinking as we get older. The eye shrinks. We even lose an inch of height as we get older. The voice box gets dried out. We sound old and guttural in our voice. I mean, everything is changing. And it's just the lack of this moisture that's held with hyaluronic acid. And, of course, the anti-wrinkle clinics are injecting hyaluronic acid. Eye doctors inject it during eye surgery as a lubricant. And the orthopedists are using it today in all the joints. But the long-term, everyday use orally, it's only one little side effect that could raise your blood pressure if you're dehydrated on the diuretic water pills. But even then, if you only take one at a time and drink a good glass of water every day, you won't run into any trouble. But that's exactly what oral hyaluronic acid does. It's a wonderful alternative because it addresses the real cause of your pain. And one of the problems with the pain relievers, Dr. Stan, is, as Dr. Tim McAllenden from Boston, now with Tufts University, showed us in a wonderful first-person experience I had where he was giving a talk, that if we use pain relievers, we tend to use our joints more, and then the bones rub on the bones more, and then we wear them out, and now we really do need joint replacement surgery. So the pain relievers work, but they work to our demise. So if we actually put back the cushioning, which is what HA does, now HA not only puts it back, but it sends a little signal for your fibroblasts to make more of this. And that's how you resolve the real cases. And I can't tell you the wonderful miracles. It even happens to animals. It's more endearing for us to say the mounted police here in Chino, California, had a 24-year-old horse that was ready to be put down. It couldn't hold its neck up. It had a lame hoof, and they just said, put the horse down. It had a female trainer and rider, so she decided to do something, got the oral hyaluronic acid, heard me talking about it on the radio, and saved this horse. It doesn't even look like the same horse. They sent me the picture, and the horse is doing 16 miles a day. So this is a miracle.
We'll be right back here.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we're talking to Bill Sardi about what you can really do if you're having a lot of joint pain and aches and pains. And, of course, really nothing more miserable than hurting. But, of course, sometimes when you do take the non-steroidals, you will get some real complications from that. So pick up the story from there, Bill.
Well, I certainly want to go back and do some backtracking here, because we were talking about the heart. We were talking about blood clots in those heart vessels. And I just want to tell people that when you take fish oil, when you take vitamin E, when you take magnesium, when you take garlic capsules, those thin the blood, and in fact you can take all four, and because they work through nature, they don't over-thin the blood. You could actually take all four of them. So sometimes I wonder if we shouldn't be thinning our blood that way. So if we do have a little temporary blockage in our heart, it won't stay very long. That's why the aspirin, when it does work, is going to reduce the risk of heart attacks. And they do tell us more accurately, it'd be better to have the aspirin pill around for when you have the heart attack, to take it then. Of course, 25% to 30% of heart attacks are silent. We don't even know they're going on. But that's why we need to keep our blood on the thin side so it doesn't clot up easily, and we can do it through nature. Put fish oil, magnesium, your garlic pills, add garlic to your foods, and certainly vitamin E. They're all very good at doing this naturally, and you don't have to run off and have your blood tested all the time to see, like you do with Coumadin, warfarin, and so on, whether you're over-thinning your blood or not. So this is the way to prevent heart attacks, is use nature's molecules to do this. And I know the doctors are not comfortable with this, but this is a much safer way to do this. Now, when we're talking about the pain that we're living with, we were trying to give you an alternative, hyaluronic acid. Some of you will get curious about this and learn this is a wonderful natural molecule in your body God gave you to cushion your joints and your nerves and so on. And many nerve disorders, your hand disorders, your carpal tunnel and ulnar tunnel, just repad the hand. Many people have, I'm sure you saw them in your office, Dr. Stan, the plantar fasciitis, the heel pain. It's a number one cause for pain on the list of pain issues that go to doctor's office. And right underneath your heel is a little area there, and you start to lose the padding. Some of this is hyaluronic acid. So, again, it might be a remedy for that kind of a problem that you might have. If you're having pain somewhere, a lot of people have looked curiously at a little dietary supplement that you see at health food stores, drug stores, Costco, and all the rest of the little stores around, called SAM-E. That's S-A-M with a little E. And that is a natural substance made in your body from folic acid, a B vitamin. And if you get enough of that, it's a wonderful pain remedy, and it not only works well, it has no side effects that we know of, but it's an antidepressant at the same time. So how's that for nature? It'll make you feel, lift up your mood and take away the pain. And I can tell you, I had a bad shoulder for a little while, and the only thing I found that worked was the SAM-E. Now, it's expensive. You may need to take 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams a day. They come in 200 milligram pills, so 5 or 6 of those a day. But it'll work within a few minutes after you take it, and it's not as expensive as Vioxx and Celebrex, which cost a couple dollars a day. So I can tell you, it's not that expensive. And if you're in pain, you need to get out of pain, you need to get some rest, get to sleep, the SAM-E is a wonderful remedy, and it's available, widely available to anybody. Magnesium, we overlook this one. It's a natural muscle relaxant. It has some pain-relieving qualities to it. It has little or no toxicity. It's just if you get a little too much, it might loosen your stool because it's a muscle relaxant. But you can just ease up on the dose. Magnesium, now if you go to the store, you're going to buy the cheapest one. It's going to be magnesium oxide, and it won't work because only 4% of it's absorbed. But any other form, and magnesium, wonderful for muscle relaxation, wonderful for, helps induce sleep, the deep sleep waves, often recommended to people after auto accidents or physical injuries and so on to reduce backaches. One of the little Doane's pills they sell in the drugstore for low back pain is simply magnesium. It's not very much. It needs to give you a little more, but that's what it is. So it's been said that cherries have a substance in them, and they found that if you ate 20 cherries, it was better at a pain reliever than, of course, aspirin is. So sometimes that's all locked up in a little dietary supplement we call quercetin. When we get back after your break, we'll tell you more about that.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi, and we'll talk about some of these things. And, of course, you need to have this information. You need, of course, to know how to look after your own health. And, of course, you can take the proprietary medicines at great expense, but so many of them have complications. And when I was practicing medicine so often, we would see people with bleeding gastric ulcers, and a certain number of people will die, 16,000 a year, something like that. Totally unnecessary. Learn some of these other tricks, and why, of course, maybe, of course, you can avoid many of the complications.
understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Ode to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I want to tell you about some of the items that we carry here, which we hope many of you will give serious consideration to. We carry the big Berkey water filters, and we carry the Berkey light water filters. Now, they certainly take out the bacteria and cryptosporidium and most of the pesticides and herbicides and all the other things you really want to get out of your drinking water. But, of course, if you're living in California, if you're living someplace where they are adding the fluosilicic acid to your drinking water, which of course is about 25-30% of fluoride, and the rest of it is lead and arsenic and cadmium and polonium-20. And you say, why would they be putting that in the drinking water? There's no safe level for it, and that's absolutely right. But because you're not being told that. In fact, I'm sure most of the dentists who actually support water fluoridation do not understand what they're putting in and the implications of this. Well, you can certainly take out most of the hazardous products with the Berkey Light here in California. The only thing you can get, you can't get the big Berkey, but you can get the Berkey Light here, and it does a great job of taking the fluoride and the lead out and the arsenic. And so you can actually, with a Berkey Light, you can remove most of the contaminants from your water. And the last thing you want to be doing is feeding your children fluoride, because we know it lowers the IQ, we know it attacks the mind, we know it attacks fertility, we know it attacks the thyroid, we know, of course, it produces tumors. All of these things are known. But, of course, they've kept this from the American people. If you'd like a free copy of our November newsletter, which gives you the documentation for everything we've said, our number 1-800-544-8927. But to get a Berkey Light or a Big Berkey, go to our website at radioliberty.com and then call us at 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Arthur Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist and certainly is one of the supporters of Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you want, of course, to learn more about the products that we have or get a free copy of our newsletter, you'll want to go to Bill Sardi's website at askbillsardi.com. And he has some other websites which we'll be talking about. But if you have a question for Bill, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Bill, why don't you pick up from there?
Well, certainly I was listing some of the natural remedies we can use as pain relievers. We talked about magnesium, a natural muscle relaxant. SAM-E, S-A-M, little e, you see it in the drug stores, health food stores. A wonderful antidepressant, as well as a wonderful pain reliever, especially for your orthopedic type injuries, which you're likely to use Tylenol for. We didn't talk about Tylenol, but it's a liver toxin. You really need to use, if you're using Tylenol, a little substance called NAC, Nancy Apple Charlie. In the health food stores, it's a sulfur compound, because acetaminophen, or your Tylenol, is a liver toxin. So we've been talking about all the side effects of the pain relievers, all the way from aspirin, ibuprofen, causing the gastric ulcers, and now Tylenol causing liver problems, number one cause of thousands of emergency room visits a year, number one cause of liver transplants is the overuse of Tylenol, and just a few Tylenol capsules can throw you into trouble, especially if you're taking this with a glass of wine or something innocent like that. So you have no idea that you're just taking a few Tylenol capsules for a 3 or 4 weeks, and you're really destroying your liver. By the way, we tell young children that they need to take Tylenol for fevers and things because we don't want to see the problems with the aspirin. There's some side effects, Reye's syndrome, and so on. So we give them Tylenol, which is a liver toxin to young children. So these things all have pros and cons, goods and bads, and we're trying to get on the good side, make sure that we don't have any side effects that come back and bite us. Nature has some wonderful ways to do this. I'm trying to list them. Ginger root is a good anti-inflammatory, as a COX-2 inhibitor, just like your Celebrex and Vioxx are. MSM is used in the health food stores, a sulfur compound, often helpful for people. Requires quite a large dose, but does seem to be helpful. Quercetin, I was mentioning, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. You find it in red apples and red onions. It's a natural substance. You've eaten it before, but when you get quercetin, or even preferably quercetin plus vitamin C, it's a natural antihistamine. The release of histamine causes lots of pain in our body, fills up sinuses. We have sinus headaches and so on. It's a natural antiviral substance, and it's also a natural pain reliever, blocks pain channels. So oftentimes we don't realize how good that is for sciatic nerve pain and other types of pain that we may have. So there's some wonderful alternatives here for us as we learn, you know, what could we use from nature that won't come back and bite us, that won't cost us a fortune, and work sometimes in the same ways or even better ways than these aspirin tablets, works better than the ibuprofen, Motrin that we might take, and certainly better than the Tylenol, the acetaminophen that we see on the store shelves. So, by the way, if you're mixing aspirin with ibuprofen, if you take a Motrin with aspirin, ooh, that's another no-no, and it may increase the risk of heart disease and other problems as well. So a lot of this you don't find on the labels of these products in the stores. And, of course, we didn't know about these things. Now, we're uncovering a lot of these things because the drug companies can't hold their secrets back any longer. As we find in the Vioxx scandal, they've been hiding a lot of negative data about their products for years, and now we're just finding all this out. So if you're working under the false presumption that something's approved by the Food and Drug Administration and therefore it must be safe, you're really headed in the wrong direction. We've all been misled on this. We cannot trust our own Food and Drug Administration anymore. Public Citizen, Ralph Nader's group, attempting now to get 181 problematic or worthless drugs taken off the market. The pharmaceutical company's fighting this. But we're using drugs, 181 of them at a minimum, that are just worse than or increasing the risk of some side effect over what we already have available, other drugs that can do the same thing without an increased risk. So that's all that the Public Citizen group is after. So you can imagine the kind of turmoil there would be. All the drug stocks would collapse. Most of the stock market is propped up by our drug stocks in America. We would see a tremendous collapse of the stock market, so they can't face that. So we see the same people still in the FDA, still there. We haven't seen them fired from their jobs as they keep these unsafe drugs on the market. So we're trying to give you some ideas, some alternatives, things that you can use. Believe me, I use these things. And by the way, for women who have menstrual migraines, you're going to find your wonderful friend is magnesium. Just get a good form. Don't get that magnesium oxide. You're going to find you don't need to reach for pain relievers. Just take your magnesium when you're going through this kind of a problem. And a lot of people who do have migraines in general through the month will find magnesium is very helpful. In a real pinch, when you're having a migraine headache, cayenne pepper. Go get some Tabasco sauce. Stop on the road. Go into a little diner and pour some Tabasco sauce out. And you'll find that it's a vasodilator. It widens your blood vessels, stops them from spasming, which is where the pain comes from because they're spasming around your eyes and your forehead. Sometimes if you're having a forehead type of a migraine, you can just get a headband and put it around your head. Just pressing on your forehead will get rid of the pain because it's the blood vessels underneath there that are spasming and causing the pain. So you just need to learn some easy, simple ways to beat pain, and you won't have to be reaching for these over-the-counter drugs that certainly can come back and bite us with all the terrible side effects. And I wanted to ask your audience, because so many people call, write me, They send me a list, and the list is 20 medicines long, 20 prescription drugs, 15, 12, 11. I mean, it's amazing how many prescription drugs people are on, and we call this polypharmacy, and there's so many side effects. There's one drug to cover the side effects of the other drug, and so this is the kind of problem that they're in. And of course, wouldn't it be wonderful if modern medicine invented a drug that would take care of the inflammation, that would thin the blood so we wouldn't have the heart attacks, that would prevent heart attacks as we know it, would normalize our blood pressure so we wouldn't have the strokes, control our insulin so we wouldn't have the diabetic issues, and sometimes we get high blood pressure from high blood sugar. There's a form of that. It would work as an antibiotic to fight infection, raise our good cholesterol so that it would pull the cholesterol plaque out of our arteries. It would lower our homocysteine because homocysteine is an undesirable blood protein that now is related to Alzheimer's, brain disease, and stroke and heart attack. So we now see all that. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had one pill that did that? You know, it's very interesting that red wine has a molecule in it that does all the things that I just said. Red wine. You know, these people that lived 115 years and 122 years, the longest living man and woman on the planet, they didn't take any pain relievers. They didn't even take any vitamins. They didn't even exercise. They didn't even eat a great diet. All they had was the red wine. Well, of course, the drawback is the wine has the alcohol, the calories, and the sulfite preservatives, and certainly there's the inebriation that goes along with the risk of over-consuming wine. And now today, we have red wine pills, and I'm proud to say I played a role along with David Sinclair, Professor David Sinclair at Harvard, in developing the world's first biologically active red wine pill. It's called Longevinix. Dr. Sinclair just gave a presentation on the East Coast. His family takes the Longevinix pill. His father in Australia, who was a diabetic, is no longer has diabetes. Everyone in the Harvard laboratories takes the Longevinix pill where this discovery was found, that the red wine molecules extended the life of yeast cells by 30 to 50%. This would be about a 30-year expansion of the human lifespan that would be possible if this is ever proven in humans. And, of course, we've gotten some wonderful testimonies back from people of improved circulation, better control of their blood sugar, unbelievable mental focus and alertness, fabulous circulation, especially for the men with a Viagra-like effect, just tremendous elevation of the good cholesterol that yanks the bad cholesterol out of our arteries and so on. And that's all the possibility of just getting these red wine molecules in one pill. The pill is called Longevinix. You can learn more about it at longevinix.com, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X.com. I am commercially involved in that product, but you're going to want to look into it because in the future, this is the one pill that will be used after strokes, after heart attacks, on everybody who has diabetes. It is non-toxic, and of course, it's a wonderful thing. Without the calories, alcohol, and preservatives of red wine, it provides those molecules equivalent to about 5 servings or 5 glasses of red wine, which has been found to be about the amount you'd need of these molecules to produce these kind of benefits. If you can believe it, the French actually took people who had a heart attack in the hospital, gave them 2 glasses of wine a day, and reduce the risk of a second heart attack by 59%.
Well, now, what is your telephone number there, Bill?
The phone number for that, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000, to learn more about Longevinix.
All right, we've got Rose calling in from Missouri. Hi, Rose. How are you doing?
Hi, Doctor. Well, my blood pressure's been up, and I wanted to know what to do about that.
How high is it? Is it the systolic?
It's over 200 almost every evening.
Yeah, that's really high. And, of course, when blood pressure gets really high like that, sometimes it does help to take these medicines in the short term. But what happens is the doctors are frustrated themselves in putting people on 2 and then 3 drugs just to control their blood pressure, all with various side effects and so on. They're finding some of these drugs, when combined, don't work too well, should never be used together. The only thing they're finding that's worked has really been the diuretics, the water pills. And again, that doesn't work in all cases. So you do find these problems. The problem is, in talking to someone on the phone and so on, is we need to speak with them at length because we don't know whether their blood pressures. If you have very high blood sugar, that will result in this. If you have poor circulation, it will result in this. So we need to find what is causing the high blood pressure.
How much of this, the Longevinix, how much of that should I be taking?
Well, if you take one pill and take it away from your other blood pressure medicines, don't take it at the same time, and you should see a result. And we have seen it with some.
One a day?
One a day. That's all you want. You don't want more. But because these things are from nature and your medicines are prescription and designed by humans, you want to take them at a different time. But you may need, you may be able to wean away from your blood pressure pill completely. And of course, the point of all this is that we can't keep taking more pills. Even the vitamins and the minerals and the things that we take, fish oil is wonderful for blood pressure. Magnesium is wonderful for blood pressure. These are all very good for you, and I strongly suggest those in addition.
I'm taking them.
Yes, and using what nature has, because obviously those medicines aren't working for you. Your pressure's still going over 200. Your arteries can handle some of this pressure, but you certainly don't want to be taking blood thinners at the same time if you have, as we were pointing out earlier in the program. And you want to take lots of vitamin C, because if you have strong arteries, they're not going to burst under the pressure, so you don't have a brain hemorrhage or something like that. So lots of vitamin C to strengthen your arteries until we can get that pressure down. And they found that people who take vitamin C through the day, their blood pressure drops as much as the medicine. So if you can just increase your vitamin C three or four times a day, take one 1,000 milligram pill of vitamin C, you should see your blood pressure coming down naturally.
Okay.
And, of course, we're only talking about this on the air because of the failure of modern medicine to find answers for you. Otherwise, we wouldn't even venture an answer for you here. We'd just tell you go back to your doctor and do what he says. But, unfortunately, you, like many others, aren't finding an answer.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Rose.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Rose calling from Missouri, and of course, Bill was suggesting, you know, stay with your medicines for the time being, but get on fish oil and magnesium and vitamin C and Longevinix, and then just watch and see what happens to the blood pressure. If it's starting to come down, then you, of course, can wean off of the, the antihypertensive medication. Well, Bill, of course, you actually talk to an awful lot of people through the day. Why don't you tell them about your website and about the website where they can learn about Longevinix? But you have a website called AskBillSardi.com?
AskBillSardi.com. There's reports there on blood pressure, so you can read it, pull it down and read it. And, of course, a lot of people interested in the subject of autism or lots of other little natural remedies and acne to all kinds of things that happen to people. And, of course, all the reports are there. They're free. They're fully referenced. There's no commercials there. There's no strings attached about antioxidants, multivitamins, and all kinds of other things that you might want to learn about. There's a whole section there on vitamin C. And, of course, how to learn about it. We're fighting a war now with the Food and Nutrition Board to get the recommended dietary allowance for vitamin C to be increased. So you can learn about all of that. And, of course, we're worried later in the year they're going to have this Codex trade organization possibly restrict vitamins all the way around the world as to the amount we might be able to get in vitamin pills. So we're fighting that war as well. Yeah. You'll find more information there on my website. And then, of course, Longevinix.com. That's the world's first red wine pill found to be biologically active, and it upregulates a little gene in our body that repairs our DNA, our genetic material. That's at Longevinix.com, Longevinex. Or if you need a phone number, 866-405-4000. I know a lot of your listeners have been getting back to me and saying, wow, this Longevinix pill is what you said it was, Bill. And so I'm really, really amazed at the number of people who emailed me, got me back on the phone. They're remarked at some of the changes. I want to be as real as I can with your audience here. I don't want to hype anything. I know honesty and is very important on your show. I don't want to embarrass you in any way, Dr. Stan. I just want to tell you, this pill is for real. It's brought about some wonderful things for people, and I'd certainly like more people to try it.
Okay, fine. We got Bart calling from North Carolina. Bart, quick question. We're almost out of time.
Yes, thank you. Bill, I've got a question, a couple questions. Actually,
I only got time. One quick question. We're out of time.
Have you done any research or do you know anything about the effects of taking L-arginine and L-carnitine for vascular, to promote vascular health?
Yes, right, they're very good. Arginine is a vasodilator and it does help with your blood pressure, widens the blood vessels, just like that cayenne hot pepper I said did. So you want to use it. It just takes large doses, that's all.
All right. I'm sorry we're out of time, Bart. You have to call in earlier next time. Bye-bye. Bill, I want to thank you very much for being with us. Our guest has been Bill Sardi. His website, askbillsardi.com or longevinex.com. Again, that telephone number one more time.
866-405-4000.
And I take it myself, and so does my wife. And I'm sold it really does help. Anyway, thanks so much for being with
us. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me just comment that we certainly carry a number of books on health. We carry Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. If you have not got a copy of that book, you need to have it because it covers so many of the things we've talked about today and gives you the source of the scientific studies, where that information comes from. We also have a four-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock called Life-Saving Secrets. So the book is Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. The book is Life-Saving Secrets. We also carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And if you know somebody that has cancer, they need to have this book to know what they can do to increase their own immune response going right along with the treatments if they're going to take conventional treatments for their cancer. And then, of course, his book, Cytotoxins, The Taste That Kills, going into how they're poisoning you and your children with NutraSweet. The number 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I do hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will want to get the information that we have, dealing with your general health. And I was just telling our local listeners that they need to get a copy of Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And he talks about the benefit of fish oil, and he talks about the benefit of magnesium, and he talks about the benefit of quercetin, and all of these things that you should know how to utilize protect your own health. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or the four tapes that goes with that called Life-Saving Secrets, four interviews I've done with Dr. Blaylock. And then, of course, you really need to understand that they're poisoning our children with fluoride. And you need to get our four-tape set on water fluoridation. If you'd like a free copy of either our November or our December newsletter. And the December newsletter is going out here, and, of course, it basically is, in large part, the testimony of Dr. William Hersey, who's a health scientist who works for the EPA. He's the vice president of their union. The doctors, the scientists who work for the EPA have all said, you're poisoning the American people with fluoride. Now, you're not hearing that. You're not hearing that the scientists are concerned that you and your children are being poisoned because of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. We have an interview with Dr. Hersey, and that's in our Fluoride Update four-tape set, an interview I did recently. But the December newsletter actually is his testimony before a Senate subcommittee 2 years ago, totally blacked out by the controlled media in the United States. So you really need to get the information on water fluoridation. And, of course, you can go to many of the websites, Keepers of the Well. That's keepersofthewell.com or .org. Excellent material. You need to find out if this is really true, if the scientists are trying to get the information out. And, of course, it's being effectively blocked. Because, of course, they realize that fluoride decreases fertility and decreases the testosterone level and decreases sperm motility and, of course, has a quieting effect on the mind and dumbs down our children. And that's the reason, of course, they use the mercury and the thimerosal in the vaccines, because it has a toxic effect on the brain, as does NutraSweet. They all have a toxic effect on the brain. After all, when you're going to control a population, you don't want a smart population, or certainly a population that will do anything other than what they're told to do. You need to get my video. It's called Dundare College Genocide. It covers that, things we're talking about, and so much more. That's Dundare College Genocide. It's the talk I gave at the conference here in Santa Cruz. We have four tapes out on aspartame, and, of course, we have a video that goes with that. You can get it by itself or with the video. It's called Sweet Misery. We have a four-tape set on mercury. And, of course, we have a video that goes with that. It's called Uninformed Consent. And, of course, it actually has some of the testimonies that have been given at the state investigation up in Washington that totally blocked out by the controlled media, because they do not want the people to know the truth about the fact that they are poisoning our children. Now, if you'd like, of course, to understand how the media is controlled, the book we recommend is The New Media Elite. That's The New Media Elite, written by Ben Bagdakian, Professor Ben Bagdakian, who is Chairman Emeritus of the Department of Journalism at the University of California in Berkeley. And, of course, this is the end result of over 20 years of studying who is it who controls the media. Now, he doesn't understand what I cover in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but he knows the media is controlled. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the Brotherhood of Darkness Special, to get the big picture of the true satanic nature of what we're up against. If you doubt that, you need to get the video. They sold their souls for rock and roll on the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, the videos, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.